Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Una. This is Breakfast Roll. It's our podcast. No banana yogurt in studio this morning?
No, I actually have apricot today. Apricot yogurt. I'm going to mix that with my seeds.
Do you mind the lumpy fruit in that?
There's no lumpy fruit in it.
It's just the flavour.
It's just apricot. It's Petit Filou like. Yeah. Actually, it's a knockoff version of Petit Filou.
Petit Filou. The both of us were talking about Dublin Airport and their new feature that they have when you arrive in Dublin Airport. It's to celebrate Irish music, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But we figured that they were missing a few acts.
Few legends, icons.
Big news for anybody who's lucky enough to be going on holidays, travelling through the airports. We've got lovely airports in this country. You know, you might have travelled in different parts of the world, but the airports around the world just don't stand up to ours. Now, I know Zurich Airport is quite nice, Barcelona Airport is quite nice, and LAX is quite nice, but Dublin Airport, especially T2, it's absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And they're always changing and mixing things up, and they've just added a new thing to our airport. I'm not too sure if it's on arrivals, or I'd say it's more on arrivals. Instead of waving goodbye to the country, you're arriving and you've seen these absolute legends. Do you know what? It does say welcome home, and it does have a new Wall of Fame art, Una, and it is our musicians of Ireland.
Nice.
Yeah.
So who made the cut?
Well, let's go through it here, Una.
Okay.
It's the RTE canteen of artists who've made the cut, to be brutally honest.
Stop. No yeah. way.
Guess what? You two are there.
Well, obviously.
No,
they
no,
have to be honest.
They have to be there. Enya's there.
Oh, you I love Enya.
I love a bit of Enya.
Orinoco Flow.
The Cranberries.
Oh my God, Dolores. Yeah.
Christy Moore. Sinead O'Connor. The
Amazing.
Chieftains. Hosier is up there for your delight now, Una.
These are all legends, Cooper.
Westlife are there.
Yes.
You know, but like, I think they're missing a few. They must be missing a few because, like, it's kind of like, yeah, they're just the usual. It's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like we'd get through this lot, and then it's like there's more than just those iconic ones that should be up there.
Like, there's obviously loads of walls in Dublin Airport that they could paint more. Like, they can go to Terminal 2. Like, Mark McCabe needs to be on that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready now? Move to the group. Put your hands up in the air.
That should be the instructions as you're going through security.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Who else, Una? Come on. There has to be any.
Oh, well, listen. DOD, in Dodd we trust. We, Daniel, should be there.
I just want to dance with you.
This should be the music on arrivals as you arrive.
Go on, Dodd.
What could be more welcoming
this
than that?
This is very salsa-esque when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah,
oh, shaking your maracas, Daniel. Sorry.
I do love the list and I love your suggestions, but I also think the icon that is Jazzy and Belters Only should also be there.
Make me feel good, make me feel nice, give me your loving.
Raving at arrivals,
Huh?
Raving at arrivals.
Absolutely, being duty free, spraying all of the Tom Ford all over you. Make me feel good, make me feel nice, give me a loving. But also Kingfisher, who we're going to be talking through on the show.
100%.
They should definitely be there for their amazing success, especially over the last 12 months. And we'll be chatting to them later on this morning, just after 8 o'clock. But without a shadow of a doubt, there's only one other person that should be on that wall of fame for music in Ireland. As you arrive into Dublin Airport, in the international terminal, for everybody in the world to see it.
Stop the world and let me off.
Nerney, without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm not freaks.
And maybe a little picture of me beside it for the remix. Okay.
No. You don't get to go on the wall at Dublin Airport.
Why not?
No, no way.
The only wall is don't let this man on your airplane.
Let me lift you with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Oh, to be only going to the airport to be coming back from somewhere again.
Oh,
be lovely,
my God, I know. Well, not coming back from somewhere, just going to the airport and having the buzz. Where are you going? And you're on your holidays. Oh, you can forget the humdrum, mundane life. for a week.
Just paint a beautiful picture, why don't you? If you could travel anywhere, no expense spared, somewhere that you've never been before that you'd love to go, where would it be? Go now.
Australia.
Australia, really?
Yeah, yeah. I would like to go. I have a lot of friends out there and I've never been. I'd love to go to Melbourne.
Okay. That was very quickly answered. It's obviously on the front of your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Or somewhere like, I've never been, oh my God, what am I saying? I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Florence. I want to go to Rome. I want to go to, Sicily. Sicily.
Sicily's on my bucket list as well. The one that they use the hotel from the White Lotus.
Yeah,
apparently it's really hard to get a booking still in that place.
And the food. Me and the twins watch this lady. She's called the Pasta Queen. We watch her on TikTok every day. And she makes the most delicious, delicious food. She says things like, ingredients, Nana would be proud. Oh, gorgeous, just like you. And I just salivate at her food.
Sounds pretty good. Send me a link. Here's our survey says from this morning.
All right, our survey says this morning, we're looking for your guesses on 087 110 2107. Send a WhatsApp if you like.
40% of adults say they still feel guilty about this from childhood.
Una. You're the bold one.
Made with you in mind.
Feel guilty. Is it like a single instance that you did when you were a child? Or like, yeah. I remember one time, I remember my cousin was being mean to me. Mm-hmm. So I was wearing her jumper and I dipped it in dog poop.
That's very specific.
Nothing's changed. You'd do that again.
I would not.
It's like, it was her jumper. You were wearing it. You took it from her. And because she didn't want you wearing it, you dipped it in doggy doo-doo.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're the bad cousin. I'm not.
No, she's the bad cousin. She said I had a fat
bottom.
Said
like a true child.
She said I had a fat bottom. I remember the insult.
They're very in fashion at the
it
moment.
It was actually a fat bottom.
And they make the rock and world go round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did that, but do you feel bad about it?
Do I feel bad about it? No,
oh,
I don't.
That's not the answer. You're missing the point, isn't it?
Is it telling your siblings that they were adopted? Everyone does that.
I was told.
Yeah.
My sisters, two of them, told me I was adopted. Tore the place apart looking for the adoption papers.
You did? Yeah. Oh, you creator.
Yeah. I didn't find them, but I did find my sister Sandra's one, and I haven't told her yet. Oh, damn.
No, it's not that.
Okay, I reckon we've all done this, and very guilty of doing it, but just pulling a sickie so you wouldn't have to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember my dad telling me he used to drink salt water so he'd vomit so he wouldn't have to go into school.
Jesus.
Like, that was...
Stop giving tips out on the air. Please don't drink salt water.
No, do not.
But if you have a sore throat, maybe gargle.
Gargle it, yeah.
It's not that now.
My God, Una, you're ruthless.
I wasn't the one drinking the salt water. My dad.
Stop it. Okay, let's get some guesses. 087 110 2107. So our survey says, is a question that Donna's going to give to us now. It's all about 40% of adults saying that they feel guilty about this from childhood. But what was it?
That's it, yeah.
That's it. Thanks, Donna.
So 40% of adults feel guilty about this.
Yeah.
From their childhood.
Yeah.
Emer in Salt Hill is the answer that adults feel guilty for stealing sweets when they were young.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that the answer?
No, it's not.
Did you steal sweets?
No, I was so good. I was terrified of being... Literally, the fear was always put into me that if you did anything wrong, you'd be arrested and put into jail.
Yeah, I do remember...
Stealing.
Yeah, do you remember those bath pearls from... They're just like shiny balls and they have soap in them.
No.
They're like bath bombs, but they're silky and shiny and they came in all shapes and sizes and they look gorgeous.
They look like beads.
And they smell gorgeous, yeah. And I remember being very, very, very young in a shopping centre in Cork and I think I might have taken one or two of them.
Una O'Carroll.
My cousin squealed on me again and my aunt killed me.
Your aunt from Cork?
Yeah.
She killed you, did she?
She killed me, yeah.
Did she sound a bit like this? Yeah, man, what are you doing stealing all the bath bombs?
No, funnily enough, she doesn't. Okay, so that is not the answer then.
No, so 40% of adults say they feel guilty about this from childhood.
Gary and Leitrim reckons they feel guilty for DOS in school. Now, we all did that.
Yeah, I did that. Pulled a secret. I remember getting out of school. Well, I used to hate wearing the school uniform as well. So there was a puddle at the top of our road that I used to love just jumping into.
So you go back in so you could get put on your tracks, your tracky bottoms.
Yeah, I fell. She's like, how's it happen all week, every day?
And did she give you a note then to bring into the teachers?
No, they weren't too strict about it.
We weren't allowed to wear skin colour tights. We'd get detention for wearing skin colour tights.
Really?
They had to be brown.
Brown tights?
Brown or black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
is the answer that we feel bad for being super cheeky to a teacher in secondary school? We were so mean. One of the young sub teachers cried one day when none of us were listening to her. That haunts me. Shauna in Navan.
Oh, bad my person. God. I don't think I could. Oh, my God. I would feel so bad if I made a teacher cry now.
I know, yeah. I'm just thinking, I think it was as a collective, though, as the class, because you remember,
that's even worse. Yeah.
But you know when the sub teachers come in, though, and you're like, oh, we got to test this.
We'd an Irish teacher, and he tormented me because my Irish was so bad. Like, he'd come in and he'd literally only speak Irish. I get it. He needs to teach it. But I was just looking at him going, and he'd ask me a question in Irish, and I'd be like, I need help with this. I've no idea what you're saying. Can you help? And he'd be like, whatever, get the hell out of my class while I was in Irish, okay? But I remember one of the classes, I wasn't involved in it, but they switched his whole room round. They moved the board down to the other end, and they switched his desk down, and he walked in, and then he walked out, didn't come back for 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God. The poor teachers. God love them.
I know.
God love the teachers. They do great work.
I wasn't involved anyway.
Okay, so
we need the answer.
Yes, the answer is 40% of adults say they still feel guilty, but this is childhood. It's blaming a sibling for something that they did.
Well, that's standard. Yeah. You know,
if there's something big, though, you might go, there's... And they get haunted. The kid... Remember when you did this when you were a kid? And you're like, oh, yeah, he did that.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Rhyme It is a game that we play where all you have to do is rhyme every single answer with the questions that we give you to the word that we give you.
Simple.
So if the word is purple and we ask you questions, you have to rhyme the answers with purple.
Purple is the only word in the dictionary that you can't rhyme anything with that makes sense.
That's a load of nurple. Okay, here we go. How did Michelle from Galway get on? Rhyme it just a little bit. So it's a high score of 10 to beat today to win the tickets for Kings of Leon with special guest Florence Road at Thelma Park, Limerick, July 1st. And also, we have a bag here full of the contents of your drawer as well. We had a bit of an office clear out, so it's a bit light.
Yeah, what you got?
I'll tell you. Whoever wins it, we'll go through the bag. We'll empty it out. We'll go through all that drama.
All right.
Playing this morning, line 12, is it?
Yes.
We have Michelle from Galway. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. Apparently you're just surrounded by men in hard hats right now.
Ooh.
I am indeed, and I've stood them all down, so they have to come in and help me whether they like it or not.
Oh, get the whip out. You work as a health and safety officer, is it?
I do indeed.
Cool.
Construction. We're doing the Grace Hotel. It's just opening up next week in Westport.
You hope, if you get everything done?
Boys.
She looks so the lads heavy. He's got it all done there.
Yeah.
Do you have to go around checking everything's safe and secure and everything? So, like, you know, sticking a pen into like bits and pieces of
their eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
They're all wearing safety glasses.
Good, and safety boots, so you don't be stepping.
Absolutely. 5 points CT.
Because clearly you're walking around in a pair of heels, you know, being the boss lady.
Yeah.
Do you have a clipboard, Michelle?
And crest whip as well.
A whip and a clipboard. Do you have a clipboard? I'm just imagining you now.
I have my tablet. Going around taking pictures and observations and short skirts, apparently.
Hey, you're the boss. Love it. Okay.
High heels, short skirts, little iPad. Oh my God. Sounds like an episode of Grey's Anatomy right there. All right. Okay. Come here. You've a score to beat. You have all the lads there to help you along this morning, though, okay?
Yeah. No all pressure. Right.
Okay. The word that you have to rhyme with is
aisle. A I S L E. Aisle. Okay.
As in, I'll poke you in the eye with this pen.
No, as in walking down the aisle.
Okay. Oh, you never know. You might... Okay. All right. You have 30 seconds. Start now.
These are usually on the floor of your kitchen or bathroom.
Fine.
A unit of distance.
Smile.
You'd use this to clean your nails.
Smile.
When you're happy and show your teeth, you've what?
Smile.
If you dress well, you have good what?
Style.
Another word for a heap of objects is what?
Pile.
The face of a clock or watch is a what?
Style.
If you're barred from your native country, you are a what?
An exile.
The bodily fluid that aids digestion.
Pile.
Just on the nose there. It was nine.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
That was fantastic.
So close. Do you know what? I think one of the lads there was talking to you and literally tripped you up and like distracted
you.
Yeah,
I blame them now. Yeah.
I'm kicking them out of sight for the day now. Good. Just trouble.
Yeah, they're so troublesome.
Lads, you're in trouble now.
Yeah, those burly, hairy men.
Oh, get the whip out, Michelle.
Sooner. We actually had to hide the whip on him.
I have Ray beside me. I have Jonathan. I have Michael. I have Mick, Cahill and Anthony.
That's so, it. Don't ever forget those names.
Oh, no, I won't. That's for sure.
Hell yeah. Well, listen, it's been lovely to talk to you and very best of luck with getting the hotel up and running. I'm sure you'll have it all sorted. And you know what to do. Whip those lads into shape.
Go on. Yes. Go on. Bye, Michelle and the hard hats. Bye.
Michelle and the hard hats.
Name for band.
Yeah. Oh, she's gone. Okay, so that means that Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you getting on?
How you getting on? You got yourself tickets to Kelsey Kingsley. Oh!
Oh my God.
Yeah, you and a friend, you're heading to Kings of Leon with special guest Florence Road at Thomond Park, Limerick, July 1st. You can also get tickets for somebody else who might want to go on Ticketmaster and usual outlets. But we also have the contents of Una's drawers.
Oh, there's goodies in there, Rachel.
Never mind concert tickets. Sure anyone can buy them. Ooh, you got a Light Radio tote bag.
Oh, cool.
They're so cool.
This is a lanyard that you can dangle your keys from.
Great. Always want one of those.
The iRadio pop socket. You can put it on the back of your thing. Oh, two purple snacks.
Ooh.
Nice.
And, yeah, only one. I'm going to take one of those now. Great. So, right. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm happy to share.
And a pack of silver mints.
Yeah. Oh, that is so random. You will always have fresh breath.
Coffee.
No, yeah. Don't have it with your coffee. After your coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I've been
drinking. Rachel is a teacher, and she actually sang for us earlier on in the week, Cooper, when you weren't here. She sang a hymn, didn't you, Rachel?
That's nice.
I did, yeah.
You can go again if you want to. Just a little reminder of how brilliant you are, Miss Rachel.
Oh, are you sure? I don't really want to put anyone through that.
No, that's okay. Go on, fire ahead.
Shining, you know, no one needs to hear me singing this morning.
But you're teaching religion and the communion is coming up. You've got to be practicing now.
Una's put the whip down.
Aw, she's such a beautiful singer. I really enjoyed it. Everyone, you brought so much joy. Go on, just do it. Sing it. Happy in the presence of the Lord. Go on.
Happy in the presence of the Lord. We'll come and sing our praise the Lord Jesus.
Woohoo! Hey, that was beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much.
In the morning, my voice only goes to that high and it doesn't sound good.
It's actually gorgeous.
Very soulful.
Yeah, I love that.
Happy in the presence of the Lord. Okay, Rachel, congratulations. Enjoy Kings of Leon. Get your vocals warmed up for that. They may do that as a covered song. You never know.
Oh, I hope so.
All right, look after yourself. Anybody wants to come on and play, rhyme it. Next week, 087-110-2107. Send us a WhatsApp saying, here, I want to play rhyme it.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There was a big story, Una, and you were very concerned that this might spread around the rest of the world in airports.
It's human rights. We have to stop this. We have to stop it now. No, honestly.
I think the case that you put forward is very strong.
Yeah.
And it's passionate and it's empowering.
Very empowering.
Okay, what is it? Hello, cranky lady. You're about to unleash your wrath upon the world if this goes ahead, aren't you?
Well, I just think this is shocking that this is actually happening in this day and age in 2026 and it's allowed to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so a particular airport in America, Tampa Airport.
Yeah.
Tampa, Florida, I'm guessing. Well, it's gone and banned something.
Go on.
It's banned pajamas. Okay, so it previously banned Crocs as people make their way through the airport.
That's not all right.
And now it's banning pajamas. Like, this is a move against a basic human rights and the right to be comfortable and the right to wear. Watch, how dare somebody? Somebody tell me what to wear? Who the hell do you think you are? I'm not going to wear what you tell me to wear. What you wear is part of who you are, and it's an expression of self, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, we do now.
Yeah, like I'm
I would
incensed.
Not dare argue with you on this.
Yeah, because I just feel if people are comfortable in their pajamas, listen, just live and let live.
Live
if that what makes that person happy, who are we to judge? Who? You mind your business.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
I won't be getting all up in your business.
Don't you get up in my business.
Yeah, but like...
Because... go on.
No, keep going. Stop.
What? I'm just worried now that this is going to like... catch on. It's going to be like a trend that just goes through the world.
I hope so.
And next minute now, Ireland West Airport and Dublin Airport and Shannon are going to be like, you're not coming in here wearing your pyjamas.
Yeah, like have some self-respect. Like get actual get up and have a shower and get dressed into proper outdoor
clothes.
Hold
on, you can shower and wear your pyjamas.
So
like,
what
constitutes pyjamas?
So you get...
Because
so you get up in the morning, you have a shower, and you get yourself all looking good, going to the airport, and you go on your jolly bops or whatever you want to call it, your holidays or a business trip like yourself.
Yeah.
And then you put your pajamas back on, like some sort of sloth.
Stop pajama shaming people.
I will not.
Some sort of sloth.
Yeah.
But you put on a new fresh pair of pajamas if you want to.
Just get in the sea.
I just want to make
get
something
a
clear.
Instead.
I have never worn pajamas to an airport, but I don't want some man telling me that I can't.
Do you not think it's... Like, I know we've spoken about people wearing pajamas to the supermarket and this, that and the other, but this is next level. This is next level. Look at me. I look like I've escaped from a hospital level.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Do you know what your problem is? You are so judgy. You are so judgy.
About people wearing their pajamas outdoors. I am being judgy.
I don't like your outfits and I don't tell you not to wear them.
You do on a daily.
I don't.
You tell Donald not to wear skinny jeans.
Oh, well, come on.
Brown shoes. Black jeans, skinny jeans.
Yeah.
No boots with the fur.
He's white socks on today. Black shoes and black pants.
Donald White.
You know what, Donald? Here, fist pump. Like, he's leaving me hanging.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because
is it not good having white socks
in training? No, but my point is, I am not judging you for your bad choice in fashion. Do you know, I'm not.
How
because
dare
if that's what makes it him happy, live and let live.
How dare you?
I can't believe you brought poor Donald.
But I'm just making
mind my own business.
I'm making a point that I
let me get
admire you. I admire the fact that you think it's okay to wear white socks and black shoes and black dress. And I'm like, dude, if that's an expression of yourself, that's good. That is your truth. That is your truth. And express your truth.
There you go.
Yeah. So
don't let anyone ever stop you having an opinion in it.
I won't.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
You just heard the end of Una singing, "The Lord of Sea."
Oh dear! Yeah, what is that for? I just have a lot of mass bangers going around in my head.
What's that all about?
I don't know. It's just they're on my feed, like, you know, people, men with guitars banging out the tunes, except the tunes are hymns. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, what's the other one that was in my head? Happy in the presence of the Lord. No.
No.
Harambe, let's pull together.
Harambe,
let's pull together. Do you not know Harambe?
It hurts when I laugh. Stop. Okay, we had a chat with Kingfisher. They were on the show this morning. Harambe.
Do you remember Harambe?
Wasn't that the gorilla? No.
No.
We are delighted to welcome to the show the absolute legends that are Kingfisher. Good morning, lads. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Tell us all about the new tune. We're very buzzed about it. It's absolutely amazing. Well done.
It makes you feel something when you listen to it. It's kind of powerful. And I've seen you tease this on TikTok and you played it on stage in other countries. What was the reaction like?
Great. Like, that was the whole thing, I guess. Like, all the songs that we've found have had a strong reaction from people. More often than not, they're the ones that we're most apprehensive about, or the ones that we're most tentative about releasing. It's a bit mad. But people have really responded to it, really loved it. And yeah, we're excited to put it out. Yeah, we love it. So that's the main point, I suppose.
And lads, Anthony Boyle, oh my God, the famous actor of House of Guinness fame. is in the video for the Blade. Like, this is actually incredible because we're massive fans here. I loved him in Masters of the Air. Did you see that, the World War II series?
Oh, yeah. I was watching the season finale of that on a plane, and when we landed on the other side, like, I saw the notification on Instagram that he had followed us on Instagram. So that was for the...
Oh my God, you manifested that. That's incredible. But come here to me, how did you get Anthony Boyle involved in this?
He came to our gig in Vancouver. Him and his driver, when he was filming something on there in Vancouver, were big fans. Daryl, I think was his name.
Daryl, some man.
Canadian man, who was a big fan as well. So shout out to Daryl. He just came to the gig, and he came to a little house party and stuff after. And
nice.
Then he came to the gig in Dublin, and we got chatting about it. He was delighted to be involved, and we were delighted to have him. And it's a very cool little thing. Yeah,
it's good.
It's very cool.
Very cool, guys.
We saw the teaser on YouTube. It looks absolutely beautiful with the horses and the Aga Khan and everything like that. I can't wait to see the whole thing.
It's the year of the horse.
Giddy up is right.
Now you're talking right. Nuna's language.
Hey.
Now you're talking. Yeah. No, we didn't even know it was the year of the horse. And here's us galloping. Well, we weren't galloping around, but here's Anthony galloping around.
A stallion on a stallion. What? Sorry.
Oh, my God. Una's had a bit of an idea, and I don't know how much it's going to fly, and there's a pun there intended, so I'm just going to hand this over to you, Una.
Okay, we weren't sure if we're going to do this, but hey, Cooper, I guess right now you've landed me in it, so we're doing this. We came up with...
You've worked really hard on this. I came up
with a bunch of other names that you guys, you know, potentially could have called yourselves, and they're all birds related because we know you like the birds, obviously, Kingfisher. I'm going to say a name, right, and I want you to rate the name. This could potentially have been your band name, all right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
They sound so unsure of it.
I know, they're like, this is a crazy one now. Okay, so, one, the Eagle-Eyed Eddies.
Love it.
The two lads mightn't like that one, though.
One out of ten.
Okay. Lord Heron instead of, you know, Lord Heron. Lord Heron.
Oh, very good. Lord Heron.
What's your rating that one?
Not as good as the eagle-eyed Eddie.
What about the cocky twos?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The cocky twos. Eight and a half.
Ooh, wow. Nice. Hooters. Because you know the way the owl goes, ooh, so hoot, hoot.
Oh, the owl, yes.
Yeah. The owl.
Well, what other hooters are there?
Huh?
Right? I don't know.
I thought you were talking about cow horns.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Eight.
Eight. Okay.
Oh, good.
The Bluefoot boobies. That's a bird.
Ten.
Yes. Hold on, no. I've got another one. This is Cooper's favorite one. The blue tits.
Ten.
Hey, listen, Kimura, we'll be back with Kingfisher and just after nine this morning. We've got a little bit of fun with them. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss this either. This is the brand new single out today. It's called The Blade from Kingfisher. They've joined us this morning. It's Cooper Nuna on iRadio. Kingfisher's still with us, and we played the new single as well, The Blade. It's absolutely fantastic. They were telling us about the tour in Australia. They're going to be there for Paddy's Day, and they cannot wait to see their buddies as well. But Una, you've got a new feature you want to do with them.
Kingfisher out of water. We want to ask you some questions, and you must answer truthfully.
Which one of you is most likely to cry watching a rom-com?
I think it's Magoo.
Magoo.
Offensive.
Yeah, he's full of these fun faces.
I do cry a lot on stage.
So oh my God, I love that so much. It's so good to cry. It's cleansing. Like
I hate it.
I hate crying so much.
Yeah. It's so
annoying.
Oh my God, you feel so much better after a good cry, and especially if it's you know, when you're on stage and everyone's singing your songs back to you. That's a beautiful cry. I love that kind of cry.
Yeah, I suppose that's different.
That's a different kind of cry. Okay.
But yeah. Not poor Magoo when he's watching a rom-com.
He's devastated. Yeah. Which one of you is the messiest / smelliest when on tour?
Oh, can we put this on Pete?
Yeah, I really want to. It's me.
Wait, we'll own up to it. When you're on tour and you might get a little bit of downtime and you get to a nightclub, what is your favourite nightclub banger, be it an oldie or a newie?
Republic of Loose.
Danu, is that in a nightclub? Danu? I mean, they're an unbelievable band.
Yeah, class.
I was thinking, like, we were talking about this Daft Punk. I was thinking last night about... I was talking with Tom about this. Flo Rida has produced more bangers in the history of, like, teenage discos were built on T-Pain, Akon, and Flo Rida.
Yeah.
I think What's the one? Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Such
low.
A tune.
Not great for the glutes, though, because the dance that's involved in it, you've got to dip down low.
That's good for the glutes, man. Yeah, that exercise glutes. Bad for the back, good for the glutes. What is your favourite movie of all time?
Inglourious Basterds.
Really?
Prepared to be judged.
I wasn't mad about that. It was a bit too violent for my liking, but...
Shrek 2 is an unbelievable answer.
It's a
cracking movie. I like No Country for Old Men.
Oh yes, once again too violent for Una.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Favorite song that's not yours?
Wichita Lineman.
Whoa, great show. Oh, that's hard. That's such a hard question.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I can't.
Una's like, your time's up.
Yeah. Answer the question.
Instant Crush, Daft Punk, the one with Julian Casablancas.
Oh my god.
I have a funny feeling Daft Punk are making a comeback, and it's just sneakily going to happen because they just released a new video and they're just going to sneak in a new tour. I reckon it's going to happen.
That'd be amazing. Yeah. How often do you chat to your mammies when you're away?
Not enough.
Good answer, my friends. Good answer.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Any more hymns there?
Zacchaeus was a greedy little man. He took all the money in the land. When the rent he had to pay, he would hide up in the tree or something. I can't remember, but that was a banger, Zacchaeus. And then there was the Apostle song. I loved the Apostle. There was Peter and Andrew, James and John, with James the best and his brother Jude. There was Philip and Bartholomew. Oi, oi. There was Andrew and Matthew too. Oi, oi.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, you would make an absolute mint if you remixed some of these songs.
Okay.
But you have to give me some of the money because I gave you the idea and I can do vocals.
We'll do something with it.
Okay.
All right. Here's Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash.
Okay, Truth or Trash. We all have facts. Everybody got the facts ready?
Yes.
Oh. Is yours French?
No. It's about another country, though.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. So, lay it upon us.
I don't know what the language of this country. I don't speak the language. Giving your cat no social interaction all day is illegal now in Sweden. Like, leaving the cat on its own.
In Sweden, it's illegal?
Sweden, it's illegal.
Oh.
I think that's true.
Against the law.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they not just get scientific evidence to say that cats...
Can be left alone.
Yeah, and they absolutely don't need people and they couldn't give a hoot. They're not loyal. And this is scientific. Because they brought cats who people thought they were their loyal pets and gave them to other people for a while and the cat was like, oh, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, they don't care, do they?
Yeah, they don't care. Cats don't care.
They kind of just do their own thing. Anyway.
Dogs care because dogs are cool.
Yeah.
I like cats, but they don't like us.
Yeah, they hate us.
They break things on you.
Yeah, they always scratch me.
We used to have a cat who tried to kill us.
How?
In your sleep?
Oh, we came home after work one day and the cat had turned the gas cooker on. Without sparking it.
Smart cat.
Literally just turned it on.
Just the paw hanging over it, waiting.
We walked in and we're just like, what that smell? The gas is on. The cat's there going, meow. Near the window for an escape. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm saying that this is trash, locking it in.
Trash, it is true. Yeah, it's just
Una, what are you saying?
I'm saying that it's true.
You already said that.
No, you'd already said true.
I'd already said true, yeah.
Sorry. The law was brought in by the country's animal welfare and kittens as well. You know when you buy a kitten, a nice little kitten, you need to have other cats there. You can't just have a kitten on its own.
What?
Yeah, this is the new... This is how it's going in Sweden, you know.
Ah, the Swedes.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's only around the corner, March 15th. The Oscars are coming to our lives, as we know. The big countdown is on. It is, award show season. And once again, second year in a row, hosted by Irishman Conan O'Brien, the Oscars are, which is fantastic. Mm. We're going to hear all the speeches where everybody usually thanks...
God.
No.
Do they really? They don't.
They do in the management and stuff.
Yeah, but they don't thank God. Sometimes. Sorry now, but like they don't. They thank.
Anyway, my fact is, no, they don't thank God. They thank director Steven Spielberg. He's been thanked more times in Oscar speeches than God.
I'm going to say that's true.
You're saying that's true?
All right.
Yeah, go on. Okay. I think a lot of people do thank Stephen.
Yep, God's only been mentioned 19 times in Oscar speeches as a thank you. And Steven Spielberg has been thanked 42 times.
Well, he has made a lot of movies.
Yes.
A lot of good ones.
Yeah, he's very inspirational as well.
Yeah.
He's got a big alien movie coming out this year.
Not my jam.
No, I wouldn't think so. Frightened to the truth, Una.
Yeah.
That's the chair. Frightened to the truth.
Okay, so my fact.
Go on.
So we know the pets now may soon be allowed to travel on public transport over here. Cats, dogs should be allowed on buses, trains and the Lewis as well.
I've seen a horse on a bus before.
Yeah, so if you're bringing a pet pony or donkey, passengers will have to pay full price for a seat. Pet snakes will have to be held in a cage or around their owner's person. As in like the...
Round the neck.
Round their neck, yeah.
Oh.
So if it's a dog, does the dog need a ticket?
No.
So they don't need tickets?
No.
But they can take up a seat?
No, the donkeys, yeah, if it's a pony a pony or a donkey, but they you have to pay for.
Oh, passengers have
to, no, I'm not.
No.
Are you putting ponies and donkeys in the same category?
Aren't they the same thing?
No. A donkey is not the same as a pony.
Yeah. Why? What's the difference?
One is a donkey and the other one is a young horse.
No, a young horse is a foal, you donkey.
It's not.
Or a pony.
The different breeds.
No.
The different breeds.
No, a young horse is a foal. I know this because I do.
Yeah, I know.
I do my animals with the twins
breeds,
every night.
The different breeds anyway.
They're like, different breeds. No, you're the donkey in this conversation.
You're an ass.
So, what are you saying? If you're bringing a pet pony or a donkey, passengers would have to pay full price for his eat. Yeah. Pet snakes can be held in a cage or around their owner's person.
No, because I'd ask you, did they have to pay full price?
And I said yes.
All right, I'd say this is trash and I'm locking it in.
Yeah, the snakes around the neck is a no. And you're not bringing your pony or your donkey on.
Why
on
not?
The, because
they have to travel too.
You're the one that thought you'd fit a sofa in the lift. You're not going to fit a donkey on a bus.
No, you do. No, you can fit a donkey
on a bus. No problem.
There's other people around us.
It's been done. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But also, dogs tend to get the train themselves as well.
Yeah.
No, it's trash.
It's trash. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it is trash. Yeah.
Well, a pony and a donkey are different.
I'm going to Google this, no. Yeah, but a pony is not a young horse.
No, it's not.
No. So, okay. What's the difference?
Here we go.
You should have been Googling this. Between...
I know this already.
Explain it then.
Different breeds of animals.
A donkey and a pony. I'll do all the work myself there. Right. Oh, here it is. The donkey has a straighter shoulder than a pony.
Yeah.
Donkey hooves are oval, narrow, and more upright than horses. But this doesn't tell me where the donkeys are coming from. A mule's hooves vary in shape. Is a donkey a mule?
No,
yes,
they're different as well.
So
what?
A mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse, and a mule can't reproduce.
Thanks for mansplaining that to me.
Do you know what?
Yeah, I give up.
It's your own funeral, isn't it?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So maybe on the show next week we might have some Bible bashers.
Oh, Bible bashers, yeah. What's the other one?
Bible bangers, even. Bible bashers is a different thing.
What's Hosanna in the Highest?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a great one. What's the one I was singing at the... I'm the Lord of Sea.
Anyway, while Una's singing away there,
thank you so much
for listening to iRadio's Breakfast Rolled, where you can get the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or on the new Go Loud app. And thanks so much. Have a great weekend. And we will see you on Monday morning on the show. Actually, Sunday, 9 till 10. And Monday morning, 6 till 10 a.m. All right. You all right?
Oh, what's the other one? Egg ears.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Sorry.